Okay, so we'll start the fourth parak today. It's a remarkably short parak, as you'll see. It's two mishnayos. But one will do today, one will do tomorrow. Okay, so now we're going into hatmana. Hatmana, we mentioned it yesterday also, is insulation. The word matmin means to hide. Tamun means hidden away, but it means insulating. Just to remind you, there's two different categories of hatmana altogether. One is using something which increases heat, that's a davar hamosif hevel. And something that just retains heat is not in a mosif hevel. Doesn't add heat, it just retains heat. So now, the rabbis restricted both kinds of hatmana, but for two totally different reasons. A davar that's a mosif hevel, a thing that would add heat, is forbidden to insulate into even before Shabbos. You can't go into Shabbos insulating with something that's mosif hevel. The reason why it's a gezeira, lest people come to use hot embers to use as their insulation, and then they'll come to stoke those embers and be over mavir. So therefore they don't let you do in a mosif hevel even before Shabbos. Then there's an enu mosif hevel, something that just retains but doesn't add heat. There they permitted you to do it on Shabbos, but under certain conditions only. The reason why they're afraid of, remember this, that we're not talking on Shabbos itself, is people. Mike, if the people are insulating their food, then they might come to find their food is cold and then put it back on the fire. So they're afraid. If once you're expecting hot food, you know, like they taught me in business school, like the secret to happy customers is expectation management. So if you're expecting it to be hot and you find it's cold, then you're liable to not think and get frustrated and put it back on the fire. Whereas if you've it's only partially insulated in one of the ways we discussed yesterday, so then or poorly insulated, then you won't come through that. That's how the rabbis looked. So now the Mishnah is going to tell you what things you can and what things you can't use for insulation. Basically, it's going to be dependent on if it's most for innermost of hevel. So we'll see it inside. You'll see the main gist of these things are the most of hevel things. If you don't realize, when you have compost things, when you have things biodegrading, they put off a lot of heat. If you don't realize that, you put your hand inside the. If you have a garbage can, you have food matter inside of it, you can put your hand and you'll feel it's hot. Compost heaps get very hot. In fact, they can get into in big composting heaps, like industrial size, they get so hot, they actually have to purposefully cool them off. It's from bacterial, like a microbial action. The bacteria decompose the food and it's exothermic, puts off heat. But in big composting areas, they actually have to purposely aerate and stuff like that to make sure it doesn't get too hot or the heat actually gets like 70 degrees Celsius, actually kills the bacteria. It's very, very hot. 70 degrees is obviously it's very hot. So, in any case, that's the story with all these things, basically. It says, "B'met tamen b'met ein tamen." With what may you and with what may you not insulate? This means on Erev Shabbos, take your pot off the fire and put in something. So we're talking Erev Shabbos, therefore we're looking for things that are most of hevel to be aser. Ein tamen lo begefes lo vezevel. You can't insulate in gefes, that we saw yesterday, that M-A-R-C mark, that fruit pulp, like that's like for grape, olive pulp or sesame pulp, because it gets hot as it decomposes. V'lo bezevel, and not with manure, same reason. V'lo bemelech, v'lo besid. You can't use salt as your insulation. V'lo besid. Sid is lime. That's lime is like used in plants. It's like you cook limestone, which you get all like calcium carbonate, and you get quick lime, like calcium oxide. It's when it mixes, it puts out a lot of heat when it gets wet. People use it for plaster and construction. They did in Chazal's time a lot, so you can't use that. V'lo b'chol, and not with sand. Bein lachem, bein yevashim, whether they're dry or wet. So I don't have an explanation to you what the deal is with sand or salt. That's the truth, I don't know. I would have liked them to say, because it resembles remets, it resembles ashes, like we saw yesterday, that what's the difference in covering, like we saw the egg, putting in sand, and putting in remets. I didn't see that here. And I don't really see why salt. Maybe I don't know the facts, but I don't. To best of my knowledge, salt and I don't.
Increases the heat.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, there you go. So salt increases the heat. Fine. And sand the same, I guess. Okay.
Before you put salt in the food.
Yeah.
How can you put salt in it? Increases the heat.
Well, I guess. That's just a little tiny bit of heat. Here, salt apparently. I just don't know the metzias. I don't know the metzias about why salt and sand would increase. Maybe it does. I just don't know. I mean, Rashi says it does. Rashi says it does. Even when it's not wet, it increases the heat a little bit. So there you go. It must.
Salt on ice.
Well, it melts.
Why? Because the salt is warm? Or is it a chemical reaction?
Neither. I mean, I guess it's chemical. It has to do with that the salt water has a much lower freezing point. Not now. Anyways, but the salt. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. No, sorry, Ian. We'll leave it as a question. But anyways, that's with salt. Okay. Now that was the category of things dry or wet. Now I have a category of things that only when they're wet is it a problem. Vloba tevin, you can't use straw. Vloba zagim, that's like the grape skins. Vloba mochim. Moch means like any sort of soft material-y stuff, like cotton balls and stuff, but it could be, I don't know, fleece and other things like that also. Vloba asavim, not with grass. Bezman shen lachim, that assumes they're moist. Aval tomnim ben kishin yevashin, if, you know, the skins or the straw, whatever it is, or the cloth, the mochin, the cotton balls, whatever, are dry, then it's mutter to insulate with them. Now, the Gemara and pretty much everyone seems to imply the moisture is not external moisture, it's natural moisture. Oh, it's the animal's sweat, or like, you know, some sort of moisture coming out of the grapes themselves, on the grape skins. That's the problem, not just external moisture. The Rambam, however, he associated his parish Mishnayos himself, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Shabbos, says even if the moisture came from within its mashma, then off. So even mashma, for sure, external moisture would be a problem. So tzarchin on that. Also, now tomlim b'ksus u'b'feiros, but you could, however, insulate with ksus, clothing, and peiros, fruits, pekan feyona, you know, bird feathers, ubinasor shel charashim, that's sawdust. Ubinor shel pishtan, that's flax. Like you know what they're at the esrogim in? You know, you see that the more expensive esrogim have that fancy flax thing. That's this. That's what noor shel pishtan is. Daka. Even if it's very fine. And Rabbi Huda Oser Bedaka, he says you can't use fine, that increases too much heat. However, Mater Bagasi allows you only with like more coarse fat flax. Okay, we'll stop there then.
Oh, yeah.